Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it seems like there's some good things happening in the country. And why is that? Because the people are standing up in defiance to tyranny. And if people had listened to us, well, would have listened to us 2 years ago, this would have been resolved 2 years ago concerning what's taking place. What's taking place? People are getting involved. People are at the end of their, well, how do I say it? The end of their rope. You know, it's been said before, there's no worse death than the end of hope. Well, people are tying the knot and hanging on now. And they're saying, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this because this isn't what was given unto us. These people are stripping our God-given rights away, and we're going to have none of it. And you know what? If again, friends, I wish people would have listened right away. Prevention is better than cure. You don't need to wait until your backs are up against the wall before you respond. Did you know anything about our forefathers? And if you do, I'm about ready to share with you what you may have not known. Did you know that our forefathers, once we were established and we began to, well, be established and grow thereby, did you know that a lot of our Puritan brothers and sisters, those that were raised up in real churches throughout the United States of America, did you know that they didn't tolerate crime in any sense of the word? And if they were violated to the smallest jot or tittle, did you know that they would take their neighbors to court because they wouldn't allow them themselves to be stripped of their God-given rights? I mean, look at how far the American people have surpassed that concerning the abuses that they have suffered, because our forefathers didn't put up with it, and that is the history of America. I want to say this on the other side. You look at all the bad guys that are doing what they're doing on a global basis. I want to say this. They're playing a dangerous, dangerous game, because there's a different tone amongst the American people today. Hey, folks, I've heard it said, and it's true, the lesser of magistrates concerning Matt Truella's, not just his ministry, but one of his messages. He's a friend of mine in Wisconsin. I'll be preaching out there, as a matter of fact, January 16th. It's interesting that he had wrote concerning our forefathers and those that established American English common law as to what they established. And what was it? Well, listen, if the vote doesn't count, we see that that is, folks, far gone. We know the voter fraud is massive. I mean, that's why you have a Joe Biden. That's why you have what you have in your particular states. And by the way, every single one of the governors have gone along with this pandemic. Not a one of them has stood up against it. Until the people stood up, they were going right along with it. Keep that in mind, okay? But listen, if the vote doesn't count, the ballot doesn't count, then the jury must. But we see that corrupt judges throughout the United States of America have taken it away concerning conclusion when it comes to judgment. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, according to Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments. They've stripped it away from the juries, and they've taken it upon themselves to judge what they feel works for who it is that they work for. And again, a reminder, we know that it's not for the American people. Well, what happens when the first two fail? The vote, the ballot box, and or the jury, the voice of the people, and the justices become injustices, right? Put that up against Judges 2:18. No longer are they there to preserve, but they are now there to strip away our rights, to make us a prey before those that mean to rule over us. Well, then the bullet. See, people realize now in America that it's coming to the bullet. And you say that that is way too far ahead of the game. No, I'm telling you, ultimately, that's what it's going to become if they don't quit playing the dangerous game that they're playing. Because they're stripping away the American people's rights. Many people understand in this country that someone had to fight, bleed, and die to give them the freedoms that they have. And they're not going to allow a bunch of tyrants to stand there and desecrate the very memory or the sacrifice that's been given to give us the freedoms in which we have. We live unto them who died for us. And I'm speaking of Jesus Christ first and foremost, who died on Calvary. Folks, when we understand that out of gratitude, we're going to go and seek him and be perfected and long to be perfected by the Christ. So it is in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. But again, I want to put into perspective what's going on right now, friends. What's going on right now is the American people are wide awake. And why it's taken 2 years, I have no idea why it's taken so long. But now, folks, we have to mean what we say. It's not enough to vote, for example, these bad governors, these corrupt tyrant dictator wannabes out of office. No, it's not enough to just vote them out. We must now go back after each and every one of them and send the message that you violated our God-given rights. You violated your sworn oath. Because if we fail to do that, Americans, we need to go further than what we've gone before. If we fail to prosecute these criminals for their crimes against we the people, mark my words, and you can rest assured, the next person coming into office is going to feel at liberty to do the same exact thing that their predecessors did. We must now send the message, once they are gone, in these particular states, friends, where the good guys, as it's being sold to you, are winning office, we need to now hold those corrupt according to their transgressions and violations of law, just like anybody else in this country would be judged accordingly. There is consequence. Just wanted to make clear as to what my thoughts were. Yes, there's good things going on. Right now is not the time to go to sleep. By the way, if I could even go back 6 years when many people were led to believe that Donald Trump was for them, people need to understand that it wasn't time to go to sleep. It was time to wake up and get the job done. I was sharing with somebody this morning that we used to be all over the United States constantly when Obama was in office because the people were wide awake. They were afraid. And then when Donald Trump came in, same powers, another player in the circus of politics, another clown in the circus of politics, the American people took him for face value, and we never received the justice that was promised to us for 6 years. And by the way, he's still doing fundraisers today for those that are not paying attention. He's grandizing. He's basically capitalizing off the American people concerning what's going on with Joe Biden. He's sitting there telling everybody about how bad Joe Biden is and how corrupt Joe Biden is. Well, then, Mr. Donald Trump, why didn't you prosecute him when you had the time to do so? Don't sit there and get caught up into their deceptions, friends. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14 as well as John 8:44 when you get a moment. Don't get caught up into all that. But it was interesting when Donald Trump came in, everybody went back to sleep. Do you not realize Matthew 13:25, I believe, is the scripture reference? I can stand corrected on that one, but I'm pretty sure it's Matthew 13:25. It's interesting to note that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Hey, folks, do you see the corruption? Do you see what took place during Donald Trump's administration? It's what he didn't do that should bother you concerning justice upon the heads of the wicked, because now we're dealing with all the more what he failed to deal with. Psalm 12:8. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you're in Minnesota, we are going to be with Stu Peters. He's going to be a keynote speaker, the Stu Peters Show, as well as Bradley Dean will be the keynote speaker. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, look to the right, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top part of the page, SOL Radio Live. Click onto that. Join us on our Rumble feed. As you all know, we are rebuilding. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. But again, going back, we are going to be Saturday, November 13th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be there with a guy named Kevin Furman, Convention of States, Keith Haskell, an ATF investigator, Eric Mortensen, Minnesota representative, T.C. Pearson, Minnesota Black Robe Regiment. I'm curious, never heard of T.C. Pearson before, but I guess we all are still learning, are we not? But if you are in the area, please join us. We are going to be in Albert Lea, Minnesota. Albert Lea, Minnesota, 5 to 9 p.m. Again, Bradley Dean with a whole row of guests. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am, in more ways than you can imagine. I love being out there with the people. I really do. Wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're going to cover much, but we're going to get towards the end. They are all in it together. I want to show you something, friends, that I guarantee you most of you have not seen concerning what just happened in China. Pay attention to China and Russia. As I've been saying for 17 years of radio ministry, and guess what's popping up again? Guess who's calling for a new world order? China, Russia, America, the Pope, the list goes on. Folks, they're all working for the CIA in an attempt to create a new world order. They're trying to pick up where Adolf Hitler failed under the Bushes back in the 30s. That's a fact. We're not going to get into all that, but I'm going to show you that they are all in it, in fact, together. Okay, so with that said, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Want to get over to this really quick. I want you to check this out, friends, concerning what's going on across the United States of America. What I want you to think about when you're watching this and listening to this in 154 cities nationwide, I want you to think about how the mainstream media has continuously inundated with their propaganda that everybody's just going along with it. If that was the case, then why these statistics? Check this out.
Boeing is looking at losing maybe 7,000 employees. Raytheon, they said, we will lose several thousand employees. FedEx says it's impossible by the deadline to get our people vaccinated. Mercedes USA says less than half of our workers are vaccinated. And we won't make it in time. So we're all these companies, which I think are only, as we say, representative, maybe the tip of the iceberg in America. Are we going to see thousands of businesses shed a third of their employees in an economic situation like we have today? You know, the Dems love pushing people around. All politicians love pushing people around. But what they love more than anything is power. And if they tank this economy over this, then they're going to lose that power. So, but listen,
okay,
to
so, folks, what you just heard right there was none other than the fact that, well, you know, as a matter of fact, I should have highlighted this, too. You're listening statistically as to how all these people are leaving their jobs, over half their employees, three-quarters of their employees. I thought everybody was just going along with it. And how many times did we reiterate here on the Sons of Liberty radio morning show and afternoon show that it's just not the truth? And if it was true, then why all the forced compliance measures that are completely, by the way, being shot down right now across the United States? Why all the lawsuits? If they were doing that which was illegal, then why are people quitting their jobs? Why is this said government attacking their own people? Why are they attacking their own workforce? Well, because, again, friends, it always goes back to this, just what reminds me concerning in Amos 3, I believe it's Amos 3, where the Lord says, you despised my law, and because of this, this is what I've done unto you. And it's actually Amos 2:4, forgive me. For thus saith the Lord, for the three transgressions of Judah and for the four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept my commandments, and their lies caused them to err after the which their fathers have walked. Is that what it sounds like? What's going on here is the judgments of God in the mercies of God through his chastisements driving people to respond to his commandments. Why, yes, it is. I could read scripture after scripture after scripture concerning the law and the prophets as to how we are to get back to him and keeping his commandments. And keep in mind that we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if that's the case, then he said, keep my commandments and my statutes and my judgments to keep and to do them. That is the love of God. Read 2 John. My goodness, friends, the Old Testament and the New Testament is part one and part two. Part two is the fulfilling of the First Testament. Let's think about what's going on here. I also wanted to highlight the fact that the New York City is begging for volunteer firefighters from Long Island in upstate New York, as close to one-third of the fire department in New York staff remain unvaccinated ahead of November 1st deadline, 26 firehouses now closed. Why is your government attacking its own people? Is that what they're supposed to do? Apparently, they want you to believe that delegated authority that's been given to them by the people, I guess it gives them now the right to attack the very people that gave them the authority to do so in the first place. Did you get that? Yep. They want you confused by design. Daniel 9:7. They don't want you to pay attention to the law that exposes them for their crimes. Romans 3:20. They don't want you to know your founding documents, because Americans, if you knew your founding documents, you would know who's doing the lying. You would know who's doing the crime. And I'm talking about corrupt representatives, and they need to be lawfully dealt with by the American people. And not only do I mean what I say, friends, but you know what the bottom line is? The Lord means what he says, and if you love him, then keep his commandments. Matter of fact, if you go over to 1 John again, I think of 1 John 2:4, where it tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is in him. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian if you don't love him enough to obey him. My goodness, friends, what's the love of God? What's the fulfilling of the law? Love, and love your neighbor as yourself. These people in representative positions, incumbency, they don't have a right to transgress the U.S. Constitution in any sense of the word. My goodness, folks. I want to show you how this works really quick. I just did this article this morning. It's called, I'm going to answer the questions to the accredited media. Accredited. I just want you to think about what I just said to you, okay? I also want you to think about what Dr. Udall Ulfkott said. This is new information. Before he passed, he came out, he did a news release on an international scale. He told the people on a global scale. As a matter of fact, friends, I'm just going to go ahead and read what he had to say, because this is shocking information to some folks. Dr. Udall Ulfkott went on public television stating that he was forced to publish the works of intelligence and agents under his own name, also adding that the noncompliance with these orders would result in him losing his job. He recently made an appearance on RT News to share these facts. Listen to what he said. Listen carefully. I've been a journalist for 25 years, and I was educated to, listen carefully, I was educated to lie, to betray, and to not tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now within the last months how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return, and I'm going to stand up and say it's not right what I've done in the past, he repented, to manipulate people, to make propaganda against other countries like Russia, and it's not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed by the CIA to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. He goes on and says, those are pretty strong words, wouldn't you say? If it wasn't enough, Ulfkott appeared on RT to say that European media is being pressured by the CIA to write pro-U.S. stories. Isn't that something? Ulfkott also said, we all lie. He said, those that work in the mainstream media, he said, we all lie for the mainstream media. Well, this should explain as to what's happening there in New Zealand recently, when the said prime minister said that she was being confronted by an individual there that was asking real questions. See, she's used to the softballs that were being thrown to her by the little useful idiots that are controlled by the CIA. This is all factual information. This isn't speculation. This isn't a theory. It is, in fact, conspiracy. And I believe that for the most part, because of our consistency, our importunity in driving the message and blowing the trumpet here, Ezekiel 33, the American people are starting to finally figure out that nothing that the mainstream media is in truth. And if it is, it usually means that they blurted the truth out in their confusion. I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you to this prime minister in New Zealand. And she said the unthinkable, friends. She really did. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House COVID response team is cheering final approval of Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. During a briefing, COVID coordinator Jeff Zients calling it a landmark moment in the Biden administration's vaccination campaign. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying more than 28 million American kids are now eligible for the shots. Regarding hesitant parents, she tells ABC's Good Morning America,
go talk to your pediatrician, your trusted healthcare provider, your pharmacist, and get the information that you need as we start scaling up vaccine across this country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats will add a paid leave measure to the party's education, health care, and climate package, pushing to revive a provision that had fallen out of the $1.85 trillion legislation. USA Radio News. Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with the new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there. And I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
On Friday, a parade will honor the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. The Braves beating the Houston Astros Tuesday night in Game 6 to capture their first World Series title since 1995. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, really quick, just in response to the propaganda that you're listening to, and we're going to cover this in just a couple seconds here. Health Impact News just reported today, doctors and COVID-19 vaccine injured testify in Washington, D.C. to crimes against humanity. CDC, FDA, NIH, Fauci are no shows, okay? And we're also seeing, friends, more of the side effects of these dangerous experimental jabs. Deaths from, and I got them up on social media platforms, by the way, if you want to check it out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. But deaths from 5% of COVID-19 vaccine batches. All these people in front of the screen right now are either are dead or maimed or injured, okay? This is all the information that they are omitting from the American people. And what do they do? Oh, you need to get out there. Oh, you need to get out there and get vaccinated. Listen to the voice of the people. We did some shows last week, and we were highlighting exactly what your neighbors were saying. Stadiums filled with 75,000 people shouting down, a sign of a revolutionary war cry against the likes of the tyranny that's taking place. But how does the media sell it to you, friends? Oh, they always give you those useful idiots that are willing to drive the narrative because they already sold their soul. Luke 22:48. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to go with them, well, keep following them. Okay? If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And in this particular case, it may just cost you your soul and your life. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And I'm telling you what, this is the case. He who trusts in the arm of the flesh is cursed. Jeremiah 17:5 is what it tells us, but it also tells us, but blessed are those that trust in the Lord. We are not to trust the arm of the flesh. Just ask the woman that had the issue of blood that pressed into Jesus, who lost all that she had to the physicians. They could make her, the Bible says, no better, but when she pressed in by faith to Christ, the healer, who still heals today, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, folks. He still is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we are to submit to him, not to the corrupt. And again, if you consider the source, I wouldn't even have to reiterate what I'm reiterating right now, but you're being lied to by the mainstream media. And again, going back to the beginning of the show, friends, got to take a breath here, but I got a lot to say. Going back to the beginning of the show, if they had the results that they wanted, then why is it that they're using these unconstitutional, tyrannical, forced compliance measures? Because they don't have the support. And remember how I was talking about, folks? Well, if the ballot doesn't work and the juries don't work, then comes in the bullet. Now they're threatening your kids. This is why people are responding, friends. These people, let me say it again, these people are playing a very, very dangerous game. Want to get back over to this? I was just highlighting this. I was teeing it up for you. I'm going to answer the questions to the accredited media. Remember what I said to you during the last segment as to what Dr. Udo Ufkat said. He said, we all, those that work in the mainstream media, we all lie for the CIA, he said. Okay, we all lie. He said, I've been a journalist for 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not tell the truth to the public. And by the way, he wrote a book exposing the CIA, and guess what happened, friends? A year and a half later, he mysteriously dies. You know, I guess maybe he put a shotgun to his head 40 times and shot his head off. I mean, that's how the media sells it, and then the people drink it in. And if you question it, the media wants you to believe that you're a theorist if you question the truth of the matter. Come on, folks. Jeremiah 11:9. The book of Kings is filled with conspiracies, and they always operate within so they can control what it is that they mean to control. But the fact of the matter is they are controlling no one. And the fact of the matter is, folks, they're being used for God's purposes in one way to bless or one way to curse. Deuteronomy 28:63. Let's get over to this video. Okay, this is the prime minister knowing what you know about the media in this country and on the global basis. 94% of the people don't trust the media in this country, and rightfully so. But this was in New Zealand, and I want you to listen carefully, because this little rat, and that's exactly what she is, this little lying Judas rat, Luke 22:48, it turns on the person asking her a real question, and she points him out as if he was the problem for asking real questions by saying, well, here, I'll let you see it for yourself. You ready for this? Let's go.
Say is that we're all actually completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of
Israel.
This is an issue
not working in Israel.
Sir, I'm going to ask. I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media.
Also in the UK.
Sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease.
You see how this works?
Sorry, for our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference.
Disrupting
today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Disrupting because they were asking real questions. See, folks, ABC, MSNBC, CBS, all the networks, they send out their useful idiots, and these alleged world leaders and representatives, friends, they're all set up to trust that those useful idiots are going to ask them scripted questions. And if they don't ask them, then this is what happens. They shut down the meetings, or they shut down the interviews, or the press releases. See, she was going all about everybody's just going along. We're doing everything within our power to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. Well, folks, that's not the voice of the people on a global basis. It's not the voice at all. See, it's going to take more than one guy standing up and shutting down these tyrants for who they are, friends, because there's too many people that are willing to just go along as long as they get a paycheck. They don't care if they're selling their brothers out. This is, by the way, going back into history concerning any one of the dictatorial histories. Keep in mind, this is how genocides take place. Because people just laugh it off. They just think it'll never happen here. I'm here to tell you, now they're zeroing in on your kids, Americans. Are you paying attention? Because that's what they're doing. I want you to watch none other than our friend really quick here. And this
I've been a journalist for about...
Dr. Udo Olfkott yourself.
I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia.
Who's bringing war to the people, friends, the media,
no
and politicians?
And I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past.
You repented.
To manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that...
Okay, so you get the point as to what he's saying, friends. He repented, and he's trying to get the people on a global basis to wake up to what's going on because they're lied. They're paid to lie. They've been bribed by the CIA to tell their story, to drive their narrative. And this little rat, this prime minister, literally, friends, this little rat, this little Judas, is so far willing to betray her own people that when someone asks her a real question, she shuts it down. And she, in fact, tries to get everybody angry at the person asking real questions, because you could see within herself she was getting angry about it. Folks, we've known this for a long time in this country. Check out Operation Mockingbird. It's the CIA media control, and it's been going on again for a long time in this country. Well, some may still have questions. Well, here, I want to put exclamations to the questions that you may have concerning the likes of, well, let's just go to one of your own. Let's go to Mike Pompeo, who used to be the director. Listen to what he has to say. He finally remembered his time as the CIA's director.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like,
and the people laugh.
We had entire training courses.
And the people applaud him for saying this.
It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
Several coups in Latin America that brought about military juntas with the aim to eliminate communism in the region, we were told. This is all the CIA. These Latin American military officials were trained by the CIA at the School of Americas in Georgia. Pompeo jokes about working for the CIA, but the atrocities committed by it around the world are no laughing matter in any sense of the word. Of course not. Thousands were killed just in Latin America alone. Around 30,000 just in Argentina. Those coups continue to influence the region to this very day. And it seems like a new Operation Condor-style plan is already going on in the region. Okay? But then again, we've already known all of this. We've been told this by John Stockwell. We've been told this by my former friend of mine, Kevin Shipp, who is a former CIA. As a matter of fact, there's so much corruption in the CIA, Kevin Shipp is suing him. These are the people that are manipulating politicians in the mainstream media to create wars. Okay? And again, if Americans would listen to me the very first time when I tell you, deal with the mainstream media lawfully and deal with corrupt politicians, shut those two down, the warfare goes. And get good people in those positions. God-ordained men. Let's get veterans into those positions to serve we the people, friends. Those that have been in war, because those that have been in war don't want war. Those that have never been in war, they want to create war. They talk much of war. And we all know the first casualty in every war, don't we, friends? The truth. How much truth, how long are the American people going to allow these corrupt individuals in the media and in politics to continuously dim the light of truth? And if we do allow it, we're doing it to our own demise, believe me. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get to They Are All In It Together. I want to show you what just happened at Disney World in China and how they manipulated it. It's happening here, too. Let's not act like it's not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Okay, here we go again, right? Again, try to get as much out there as we possibly can. Type in something in here for you. And I just want to show you what the mainstream media means to conceal or censor. You know, I'm thinking about the last commercial before this last break, where the woman was just talking about it's like the greatest thing since sliced bread that the FDA, as if to suggest that shocked anybody, was going to rubber stamp this new experimental jab for children. Oh, they're playing a dangerous game, folks. Playing a dangerous game. But what was interesting about it is how she was selling it. Just, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, again, let me remind you, these people have sold their soul for their paychecks. And they're willing to sell you out as well. I am sick and I am tired of being sick and tired when it comes to the corruption. And I'm sure the American people are in the same boat. But what I wanted to highlight is the fact that they don't tell you statistically what the fruit of these experimental jabs are. They're censoring anybody, big tech is, and everybody that is trying to tell you the truth. All these doctors. They're censoring the people that have suffered life-threatening issues when it comes to the side effects of these said vaccinations. That's what they call them, not me. They don't tell you any of the fruit that brings forth out of these said experimental jabs, do they? Well, I want to show you one. Here's a guy right here, and I want you to listen to this real quickly. This is Ernest Ramirez, and he said, I was the father of this 16-year-old son, a single parent. I raised my boy since he was a baby. He meant the world to me. This Mr. Ramirez is holding a picture of his dead 16-year-old son up so everybody can see it. This is what the media is censoring. This should enrage everybody that sees what I'm showing on social media platforms. He said, he meant the world to me. We were always together, father and son. He was my best friend. He said, we got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it would protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do, said Mr. Ramirez. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. And now I go home to an empty house. He was my baby boy. He said, they need to stop pushing this on our children. He said, I lost mine. He said, you need to protect yours. He said, I loved the HE double hockey sticks out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. I don't know about you folks, but I can feel that. Ernest Ramirez holding the picture up of his 16-year-old boy who is dead because of the Pfizer shot. And how does the media sell it to you? When I said it was a provocation of war as to what's going on here, friends, it's beyond that when it comes to stories like this. This is incredible. And yet we sit back and we watch these said judges across the country stop the people from holding their said representative governments, their limited governments, accountable for the crimes against their families. This is what's in front of us, friends. This is what's in front of us. Let me get back to my last point here. I want to show you this video, Halloween COVID scare. Of course, it was a false flag. Of course, they created the COVID scare, right? Because they still can't prove the narrative any step of the way. But Halloween, this is CNN, just so you understand the propaganda source. Halloween COVID scare forces Shanghai Disney into a lockdown as China steps up efforts to eradicate virus. Notice the pill in the jam. It's always more control over the people. More control over the people. Let me just play this video for you really quick so you can see for yourself.
At Disneyland on Sunday evening.
Listen carefully.
Halloween, Shanghai style. But just a few hours later, a COVID fright forcing the resort into temporary lockdown. The scene is a bit scary. You could hear one man narrating on social media. A large team of medical workers in hazmat suits, not costumes, descending on the theme park, tasked with testing each and every
China
guest and employee. Nearly 34,000 people.
They all got their costumes on.
The radio announcement asked all the people to stop, one woman said. This man, unsure how long they would be trapped in the
park. This is Disney in China.
Tested. Visitors and workers were shuttled back to their homes and hotels using more than 200 buses. They're now required to self-isolate and undergo multiple COVID-19 tests in the next 2 weeks.
They're setting them up for the
all
fall.
This because of one confirmed COVID-19 from a nearby province.
Oh, my goodness. Just because of, hey, folks, notice what they're doing. This is propaganda. They had to do this. They had to quarantine 34,000 guests at the Disney in China. Okay? They had to bust them. They kept heightening the accusation and the propaganda, the point that they were trying to drive. And at the very end of it, friends, after they show all these doctors, these clowns dressed up in the circus of politics to continuously drive more fear and oppression, to get the people to submit and to bend the knee to corruption in governments, while it was just one person. Just one person. Does this sound familiar? Oh, my goodness. Who are those people behind those barbed wire fences in Germany back in the 30s? Well, Adolf Hitler convinced 80 million people that they were the ones that were diseased. Oh, my goodness. And what was it the Gestapo was doing walking around and asking for people's what? Passports. And what were they saying? We're doing this for your what? For your safety. See, when it tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun, friends. When are the people going to figure out that there's nothing new under the sun? Is this aimed at a virus or is this aimed at forced compliance? Answer the question. 1-866-582-9933. Is this aimed at the virus, which, by the way, everybody had to take a test. They quarantined everybody inside of that Disney in China until the only way that they could get out is if they took the COVID test, which is setting them up for the fall. Those tests are all manufactured. We've proven that 1,000 times here in America. Do you think in China they don't have that information? Oh, you better know they got that information, friends, but they're censoring too. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because they will go to any extent that the people in their prospective countries allow them to go. And they allowed them to do it in China. And I'm sure there's going to be some kickback in a major way sooner or later. But is this not a provocation of war? Forcing them to jam something up inside of their noses, which, by the way, many believe is the very things that put into their bloodstream that can cause damage to their bodies. Does anybody want to open their eyes? I know that there's a lot of people listening to me right now that could be transported to the sun, and they don't want to see it. It doesn't matter if you want to see it anymore, because you're going to see it one way or another. And either we're going to deal with this lawfully, or we're going to let it go. But look at the degree that they're willing to go. They're doing the same thing here, friends. They just announced in America, the FDA just rubber-stamped an approval for another said vaccine for your children. Why are they going for your children? Well, folks, you're going to have to put a stop to that because nobody else is going to do it for you. The government, the one that you've been putting your trust into your whole lives, are the ones that are responsible for it. But keep in mind, they were the same ones that you allowed to murder 60 million babies. Okay? They're the ones that are telling you we're doing this for your good. Well, Bradley, what does this have to do with the title? Well, this is China. They're doing the same thing, right? Did you know that China's calling for a new world order? This all stemmed from America under George W. Bush, under Paul Wernberg. Okay? This has been going on for a long time. They said we're either going to have a new world order by conquest war or by consent. China wants a new world order. Did you know that? Yeah, I just hope you do. Russia wants a new world order. And notice how Russia is playing off China. China's playing off America, and they're all trying to get you to believe that they're at war with one another, when in fact they're not. They're all calling for a new world order. And don't forget about, oh, the Pope calls for a new world order. Don't forget about that. But keep in mind, friends, you know what? This can all stop when the people on the globe say it's going to stop now, because they understand prevention is better than cure. And don't you think for one moment, folks, that the evangelicals, namely the ecumenical preachers in this country, like the Grahams, right? The Grahams, the oneness preachers, aren't calling for a new world order too, because the fruit speaks louder than words. You've heard that saying, action speaks louder than words. Well, friends, guess what? It's speaking a lot louder than words, but don't ever think for one moment they're at war with each other, because they're not. They're in it together. And it's a covenant of hell that will be disannulled either by the people or by the Lord. Which one do you choose?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.